بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today once again, and we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. When it comes to words, you know, the words that we utter, these are extremely powerful tools at our disposal. We need to understand that what we say affects the hearts and feelings of the people that we are addressing. So if I were to stand here today and insult all of you, you would feel bad. That what is this man doing? And you would walk out of the masjid in outrage at what I was doing to you. So that is proof enough that our words actually affect others. The manner in which we deliver them is absolutely important. Many people understand the language. They know the English language, they know the Arabic language, they know the Urdu language, but they don't know how to deliver a message. And when I say deliver a message, I don't mean simply from the pulpit, but when you are speaking to others as well, there is a manner in which to speak. There are times in which you must use a stern voice. There's times in which you must be calm and relaxed. And there are times in which you must really express your anger at something. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, tells us about his mannerism. And she says that وَمَنْ تَقَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِشَيْءٍ قَطْ إِلَّا أَنْ تُنْتَهَكَ حُرْمَةُ اللَّهِ فَيَنْتَقِمُ بِهَا. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever took revenge for something except if a bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was about to be broken, then he took revenge. Meaning then he got angry. That is when he stood up and said, hey, right is right, wrong is wrong. Let's draw a clear line. In tonight's verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ. Do you not see the example of a good word is like that of a good tree whose roots are deeply rooted into the ground such that it is firm. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. This very same tree has branches that spread wide and it gives beautiful fruit. It gives amazing, tasty fruit that people benefit from. That part that people benefit from is not in the ayah. But أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. All the time with the permission of its Rabb. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? Your words bear fruit. When you encourage someone, you give them a good word, you explain to them in a good manner, then these words actually bear fruit. And from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that a good word is a form of a sadaqah. You don't have a dollar or a pound to give the beggar, what do? You say a good word to him, and that is a sadaqah enough. What does it do? It brightens his day. You get to the traffic light, he's there begging. Don't tell him, hey, get out of here. No. Tell him, brother, how are you? How's things? Are you well? Hey, good to see you. You know what? Today I don't have anything for you. But maybe, perhaps another day. That leaves him on a good note. Or maybe laugh and joke with him. Tell him, hey, what happened to your cap? What are you doing? You know, make a joke out of anything. Leave him with a heart full of joy. And that is a sadaqah. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. And the example of an evil tree is like that of one which has been uprooted. It's been uprooted from its roots, and you can see it on the the ground. It has absolutely no stability. It's lying there. Have you ever seen a tree that's been uprooted? It looks dead to you. So when you speak bad to someone, when you say an evil word, when you discourage them, when you make them feel bad about themselves, what does that do? That actually destroys any goodness. It's useless. Think of that tree. No fruit, no benefit, no release of oxygen. There's nothing from that tree. The only thing that you can get perhaps is to chop it up and use it for fire. Once you use that, it's gone on its own. So there's really no benefit from that tree. So the lesson to myself and yourself today is that let us use good words, beautiful words. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had his servant, Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu. And this sahabi served him for 10 years. 10 years. And he says, وَمَا قَالَ لِي وَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٍ قَطْ. He never ever said to me, oof, even once in 10 years. 10 years! And he never even said, oof. And he never said, وَمَا قَالَ لِي بِمَا فَعَلْتَ هَذَا أَوْ لِمَا لَمْ تَفْعَلْ هَذَا. That why did you do this or why did you not do that? Imagine, a servant was working for you, 10 years serving you, helping you. Not once do you tell him, hey, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do this? Look at the character, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect our character. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. How are you doing?